Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Before we started the tape, I said, tell me what the biggest surprise of the night from the election was locally, and you said it's Aftab Jarvall. So
yes,
tell us why that's a surprise.
Because he did something that no Democrat in my memory or anybody else's memory has ever done, which is defeat a Winkler. I mean, the Winklers don't get defeated in Hamilton County. They get elected judges. They get all, you know, they just run and they get elected. And he beat Tracy Winkler, who is the wife of a Hamilton County probate judge, and a Winkler. And he beat her with 52% of the vote. And it was very difficult. But he had some issues going for him because, you know, she had gotten in some hot water with a City Beat story about putting pressure on employees to work in her campaign for her. And he had his duck. He had his little duck in his commercials that would squawk Aftab, Aftab, Aftab. And it would, you know, it helped humanize him and make his name, which is, you know, not familiar sounding to a lot of people, acceptable. And he's very bright. He's smart as a whip. And he puts on a very good presence on TV.
Another race last night was the commission race between Denise Driehaus and Dennis Dieters.
Right.
And as it stands right now, Denise Driehaus won that race with about a 1,700 vote margin. We should say there are provisional ballots that have to be counted. Depending on the outcome, it could go to a recount. But talk about the significance of Denise Driehaus potentially becoming a member of the Hamilton County Commission.
Well, if she did, that would mean that the Democrats would have a majority on the county commission because Todd Portune obviously was reelected by a wide margin yesterday over Andrew Pappas. And I don't know what that means in terms of policy, but it's interesting just because it kind of tells you where the Hamilton County is going politically, that Democrats can get elected to these county offices. I remember a time when they couldn't.
And it was a good night for Hamilton County Democrats, maybe not as good a night for Democrats around the country. But what does that mean? What does that say about Hamilton County?
Well, what it says is, and I think the Hamilton County Republican Party leadership knows this, they've known it for a long time, a lot of their most devoted voters over the last 20, 30 years have moved out of the county. They moved into places like Butler County and Warren County and even Northern Kentucky. And they've lost a lot of those voters. And this has become not a red county anymore. It's become, at the very least, a purple county, and in many ways, kind of a blue county, because the city of Cincinnati, which dominates Hamilton County politics, is very, very Democratic.
And that could explain also why Donald Trump won the state of Ohio,
right?
But Hillary Clinton actually won Hamilton County by a pretty substantial margin.
She did, and you know, Barack Obama did too. And it's interesting that you know, that she would be able to do that, even though, you know, they put on a pretty good show of trying to pump up enthusiasm for Trump in Hamilton County, but it just didn't work.
Quickly, in the time we have left, the Cincinnati schools were successful in their levy, and that will also include some money for more preschool.
Yes. It's a very big levy, issue 44, 7.93 mils, $48 million over five-year levy. And it's not only, most of the money is going to the Cincinnati Public Schools, but about $15 million a year will go to this preschool promise for about 6,000 3- and 4-year-olds who otherwise wouldn't get preschool. It's a lot of money, and it's kind of surprising that, you know, under the circumstances and the way people are reacting to taxes these days, that Hamlin County or the people of the Cincinnati Public School District would go out and overwhelmingly pass an issue like this.
Howard, thank you very much.
Thank you.